Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. For this week's Thoughtful Thursday, I want to talk about making relationships at work if you're a leader. And the reason I want to talk about this is because we are transitioning into being an ultra-inclusive work environment. And these methods that we implement on being inclusive are a lot around the different types of people that there could be from an introvert versus extrovert standpoint. You know, like everybody can kind of be who they want to be, engage how they want to engage. You know, it's no longer the work environment where you have to be this kind of gregarious type A personality in order to be successful. We want to make sure that every person can be successful in a work environment, even if they are not the outgoing type A personality, even if they're more introverted. But what I want to talk about is the fact that if you're a leader, you don't necessarily have that option, right? Like if you're a leader, you have a responsibility that goes beyond just being able to, you know, assume you'll be accepted for who you are. And there are a lot of leaders out there who are not the outgoing type A personality. They're a little bit more introverted. What are your thoughts on this? Is there a responsibility here?
Yeah, well, I think it's just in general, you know, the idea of being at work and building networks and building connections is so important this day and age. But from a leadership standpoint, we talk about it all the time of just this newer bar of expectation and having more empathy and a more emotional IQ and being able to connect with people. And so as a leader, I've heard this term more recently than ever before, but they're like, I'm an introvert at home and an extrovert at work, or like there's this idea. Yeah. And that's kind of what I hear that people say when they say those types of things of like, look, by nature, I'd rather have the time to myself. I'm kind of quiet. I'd rather be, you know, not in the mix of all the things, the attention, you know, like seeking out conversation, that type of thing. But when I come to work, I know that's a part of what I have to do. And it's a part of our ability to, you know, to motivate, inspire, and develop people. But I think it is even more so now today. It's even a bigger skill and competence that people have to have, because so much work is being put into asking people to bring their full selves to work. And that means that as leaders, not only should you bring your full self to work in a lot of ways, but also making sure that you have intent and you have time to build connections with people, and seeking those out that may be very different than you in regards to how they show up or just overall demeanor or perspectives.
Yeah, when I hear bring my full self to work, if I'm an introvert, and I'm not, but if I were an introvert and I'm hearing bring my full self to work, it could be natural to assume that means that I should be able to do this. I should be able to be the introvert, be the a little bit more withdrawn person, the person who, you know, has no problem engaging in conversation if it is brought to me. You know, it's not like I'm socially awkward or like I'm kicking people out of the office. If people come to me and they want to talk and engage, then I'm open. But to start the conversation myself, to kind of kick off the ball rolling on the relationship, is much more difficult for me. And if I am also able to, you know, be able to expect to bring my whole self to work, that would include that I shouldn't have to go around making conversation with people and starting the ball rolling on these things. And what I'm saying is that I think that's wrong. I think that if you are an individual contributor, if you don't have people reporting to you, if you are just reporting up through a team, but you're not responsible for anybody else, then you should be able to choose to engage how you would like to engage, and where that helps versus hurts you in terms of your own relationships and your own career progression, that's kind of like up to you. You have to decide how you want to move forward. And in some organizations, it is definitely easier for people to move forward if they are more outgoing, if for no other reason than, you know, people know who you are. You know, if no one knows who you are because you just sit there, and even if you get your work done well, if no one knows who you are, then it's going to be really difficult for anybody to bring your name up in a meeting or talk about you when you're not around in a positive light. And so that's, but again, that's between you and your own career aspirations. If you're a leader, I think you have to put that down. I think if you're a leader, one of your responsibilities is to get the most out of your team. And to get the most out of your team includes allowing them to bring their full selves to work, but for you to understand that engaging people in the work and creating relationships with them in a way that lead them to understand that you are there as their leader and as a support to them, whatever that looks like, I think you have a responsibility to do that. And I think even if that means you don't get to necessarily be whoever the most comfortable version of yourself is for those moments, I think it's a trade-off that you have chosen to make by virtue of the fact that you have said, I want to take on this responsibility of leading this team. And so what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is, has there been a time when you had a really difficult time making a connection with somebody on your team where it was a struggle to do that because of the differences between you and that person from a type A versus B, introvert versus extrovert standpoint? So I want to ask you that, but first I want to give it up to word from one of our sponsors.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
All right, Lorenzo, have you ever had to make a relationship with somebody or felt like it was your responsibility to, but it was like pulling teeth to get that ball rolling?
Absolutely. Yes, many times. Just because I think that my demeanor and my personality is more, I bring a lot of energy. I'm kind of loud. I like to connect with people. I like to laugh. I like to make jokes. Sometimes that can be overwhelming for people. And sometimes that there is kind of this... As I get to know people, you know, sometimes they're trying to figure out, like, is that really who I am, right? Because it can be a lot, and to walk around and to kind of feel that level of, I guess, maybe confidence in myself or how I interact with people. Sometimes people just there needs to be more to it than just that. Besides what I said or what I'm talking about or what I'm interested in. And so I've struggled from time to time when it's like, I need to calm that down and bring it down a little bit, or I need to read the room better. And that's kind of what I've learned, is that looking around, like, am I connecting with people? You know, for me, I'm always been really big on trying to find the person that feels like they need the connection and may not be in the main circle of dialogue and bring them in. And so I've really had to find ways to match energy and to be able to go to somebody that I know maybe isn't maybe so, you know, so, kind of so loud in spaces, and go to them in a different way and in a different time when there's maybe not a large crowd, or just, you know, connect with them quietly. And I think that's where I've had to figure that out for my own leadership, is making sure that I am, you know, providing a connection in a way that is appreciated by the person at the level of which they like to connect. Versus just kind of, you know, saying, well, I get to be myself too, and I'm going to be this way all the time. I think as a leader, there is that responsibility to to be very conscious of the nuance, to be conscious of how people like to talk, to be talked to engage, and then change your style in the moment to at least open the door to build that relationship. And there may be a time when you can start to open up more into what you naturally are, what you naturally want to be, but there is definitely the times when you have to pull that back and really kind of be in the moment with the person in a way that they would like to have it.
Yeah, as someone who is kind of a naturally type A kind of outgoing personality myself, I have found that when I have a leader who is not that way, a leader who is a little bit more introverted, a little bit more withdrawn from a relationship creation standpoint, it doesn't bother me much. Like I can reach out to them. I can kind of still steer the narrative the way I want it and create that relationship and help move that forward. But I've been in situations where I have coworkers who are not that way, and they have a really tough time engaging with those leaders. So if you have two people who are both kind of, they'd rather keep to themselves and not kind of create that relationship, the employee who is looking for support on something or who wants to feel like they have the backing of their leader, if they already feel that way, then great. Then a lot of times there's not a problem. But if they don't feel that way, they are less likely to start the ball rolling into creating that relationship. They're more likely to just disengage and stop being productive and then eventually just quit. And this is where I think it's the responsibility of leaders is to, you know, whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, you know who on your team is one versus the other. Like you can see who is who on the team. If there are people on your team who are a little bit more introverted, a little bit more like you, it could be very easy to just assume that because they're not being the squeaky wheel that everything's fine. And what I'm saying is that I think that's not the case. That if you are leading a team of people, the extroverts on your team may very well come to you when there's an issue and you can rely on that. And if they already are doing that, then that's great. But those introverts on your team, you have to start that ball rolling with them because as a leader, it's your responsibility to make sure they feel fully engaged in their work. And whoever stands to benefit or lose the most from the existence or lack of existence of a relationship definitely has more skin in the game. And if they're getting all their work done as the individual contributor, then they don't have any skin in the game. They're accomplishing their job duties and everything's fine. You as the leader are responsible for the overall team productivity, cohesion, output. And if you need to make sure that performance and output is high, then you might have to put down that discomfort of what it feels like to go start the ball rolling in a conversation with somebody who's not going to do it with you, and kind of take ownership of that if you want to see people kind of like you know rise to the best version of themselves.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo,
and I'm Chris,
and have a great day.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.